It's a State of Remembered on KGRG-FM, and now broadcasting in HD. It's now time for the news. We'll see how this goes. It's always an experiment.
It's now time for the KGRG News. Bring you everything you need to know about what's going on in the South Sound and beyond. 89.9 KGRG.
Including me talking over the intro. That's always helpful, too. What's going on in the world?
This is Bruno McNasty with the KGRG-FM News. The time is 4:37, and here are today's headlines. A man who had been waving a gun at a bus stop near First Avenue South and South Hanford Street in downtown Seattle was shot by a member of the Seattle Police Department late Monday night. The man was subsequently taken to Harborview Medical Center, where it was reported on Tuesday that the suspect had died of a shot to the chest. No motivation for the behavior was reported, nor was the man's identity released. In the halls of Congress this week, Senator Patty Murray has reintroduced a bill in the U.S. Senate that seeks to greatly expand land in the Olympic National Forest around Olympic National Park. Less than 60,000 acres of the 688,000 acres of the forest are currently designated as wilderness. However, only the U.S. Congress can assign land to wilderness status, which would serve to protect it from mining, drilling, dam construction, and other human activities. Republican senators and congressmen are already lining up to oppose the bill, claiming that the resources are there for the use of mankind and that they should remain available for exploitation. Business and political leaders from around the world are meeting in Davos, Switzerland this week to discuss the world's economy. One report issued by the British humanitarian group Oxfam International claims that the 85 richest people in the world control the same amount of wealth as the poorest half of the world, some 3.5 billion people. Winnie Bryanyima, who was the executive director of Oxfam, stated that, quote, widening inequality is creating a vicious circle where wealth and power are increasingly concentrated in the hands of a few, leaving the rest of us to fight over crumbs from the top table. Those 85 people are a fraction of the richest 1% of the world, who are estimated to own 65 times the total wealth of the bottom half of the population. In the U.S., the percentage of income held by the richest 1% have received 95% of the wealth created since the beginning of the Great Recession in 2009, leaving only 5% of wealth created for the remaining 9% of the people. The bottom 90% of Americans have seen their wealth decrease in that same time. In other financial news, the very nature of capitalism demands that all wealth be squeezed from the many to the few, with a few hyper-rich persons somehow collecting the wealth created by billions and billions of other people. Thus, a few live in leisure and luxury, while the vast majority of the world's population lives on the brink of starvation and ruin. And now for the weather. It's not raining now, but you know that it's going to rain soon. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration doesn't think that it will rain until sometime on Sunday, but living where we do, you might carry an umbrella just in case. Meanwhile, NOAA has reported that where once 1998 was the hottest year on record, subsequent record hot years have pushed 1998 to the 21st hottest on record. 2013 has tied for the fourth hottest on record, with 9 of the 10 hottest years have taken place here in the 21st century. Reminding us that local weather is not climate, Gavin Schmidt, the deputy director of NASA's Goddard Institute of Space Studies in New York, tells us that, quote, there are times such as today when we can have snow even in a globally warmed world, but the long-term trends are not going to disappear. Quite frankly, people have a very short memory when it comes to climate and weather. Weather-related disasters cost the U.S. economy $41 billion in 2014. In sports, both Green River men's and women's basketball teams play tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at and against Highline. Their next home game is Saturday, January 25th, starting at 3 p.m., when the women will play against Centralia, while the men will also play against Centralia beginning at 5 p.m. Meanwhile, there was some sort of athletic competition where our oblate spheroid ball-playing team beat some other city's team and will subsequently go on to said ball game's championship game. This will be the first year in several when the number one seed from each conference has survived to play each other in the big game. It's also an opportunity to reminisce over the old AFC West division, where the Seahawks played the Broncos twice a season, although they've met only twice since the Seahawks moved to the NFC. In those two games, each team has won once. Traffic is currently running slow, southbound 405, southbound I-5, and southbound 167, and then northbound through downtown Seattle. It's 4:39, the temperature outside is now 49 degrees. That's the news for KGRG. I'm Bruno McNasty, and you are not. We now return you to KGRG-FM, 89.9 megahertz on your dial, today's rock.
833-5004.